Hey, welcome back to the Enduring Churches podcast. This is Trent. I'm here with Alan. We are both pastors. We've been pastors and in ministry for a long time. And our heart is to help you to endure. We want you and your ministry personally to endure. We also want your church to endure as well. And Alan, I've just been reading all kinds of articles, and the Barna Group just came out with an article that said that they expect 20% of churches in the United States to close their doors. And so this just renews a passion in my heart for us to help churches and pastors and ministers to endure. And so this is passion for me. I know it is for you too, Alan. And but today we want to talk about an issue that churches and pastors sometimes struggle with, and that is giving. How do you talk about giving in your church?
Yeah, it's a subject, you know, oh my gosh, they're preaching on giving again and this and that. And it is an important topic to talk about. We don't need to be shy about talking about giving. I think anyone who's in ministry has heard that Jesus talked about money quite a bit, because it's always been a subject. And it's probably always been a little bit of a sore subject, but it is an important subject because we are stewards of all that we have, our time, our talents, our treasures. So we want to make sure that we don't back off from talking about this subject. And with the pandemic and a lot of churches, some churches have done well through it. Some churches have struggled through this, but it is an important subject for us to talk about.
That's right. And so if you're a pastor listening to this, especially, we want to encourage you and we want to give you some tools and things to think about to help you to where you're not uncomfortable talking about giving, and how you can help your church change the wording. One of the things, and I want to start off by saying we had an interview with Todd McMichen back a while. I don't remember what episode it is. We'll look that up and we'll link it for you with this one. But he is the head of Lifeway Generosity. And man, he's got some great stuff. And I would encourage you to search him up on Facebook, be a part of his group. Every week he puts out at least one, usually two videos that will help you. But one of the things that, there's lots of things that I've learned from him over the last few years. And this area has been dramatically changed for me based on some of the things that he's taught us.
So let's run through some of these things. And Trent, I appreciate you kind of putting a list together for us today, because I know we both have a heart for our churches to be good stewards of all that God has given us. And, you know, I think that's been an area where you and I both have actually done pretty well. And I think some of that's because we tend to be more people oriented. And we like good stories. And so That's the first thing. We need to talk about the God stories, and not so much it's about just paying the bills, right?
Yeah. You know, stories communicate, and stories get people excited. They click with folks. And if you just talk about, hey, we need help paying the electric bill, boy, that's not exciting at all. And people don't give to that stuff. People give to the story of someone's life being changed. A child whose life has changed, and they got to see them accept Christ and were baptized and things like that. And so I want to encourage you, don't just talk about paying the bills. Instead, talk about the stories of how God has moved in people's lives and how your church has been involved in that. Maybe some directly and some by their giving, their generosity. Use that word. Don't use your tithes, use the word generosity instead. And so that helps them to see that, hey, they were a part of this too.
Yeah. If you talk about the stories and you share the stories, it doesn't matter if you pass a plate or you have a box in the back, people will give. If passing the plate really is almost the thing that I think we almost developed to kind of force people out of guilt to give. So then when that plate comes by them, that everyone sees them doing that. And I think that now that many churches, if we're moving away from that because we're not passing plates and offerings and things, and we have online giving and all this, I think it actually goes back to what compels people to give. And so now we have that ability to use stories to do that. And I think that's a really, really important part of it. Use stories. If you're not a good storyteller, get someone who is. But share the stories. If you partner with a ministry, get one of their videos and share that minute, that share that video, share the story, but share stories. I love that. And that's just so true. So you tell everyone to start a worship service with a God story, Trent. So how do you do that?
Well, typically I try to do that, or I invite somebody in our church to share, right before I preach the sermon, I'll share with our folks or have someone else share about something that is happening through the ministry of our church. And I'll talk about the individual person that has been, their life has been changed, and how our church is helping to make that happen. And I think that really clicks with people, because like I said, stories, they do connect with people. So we try to do that every Sunday. I've changed, I used to be afraid of talking about giving and all this, and I didn't want to run people off, and I made jokes in the sermon about, oh, I know you're thinking, oh, the preacher's talking about giving again. But man, I've changed to where I do that every week. I'm just excited about that our church has such a heart for people, and so we tell the stories in the middle of the service about, hey, because of this, this person now has a God story because of your generosity.
You know, Trent, we partner with a ministry called Heart for Lebanon. And those who are listening know that not long ago, Lebanon was rocked by a tragic explosion. And we are blessed that we are way ahead of our expenditures. We're a little behind on our budget, but we're way ahead on what we plan to spend this year. And so we're making a special gift to that ministry to help support the ministry over there. And so my staff comes in to me and says, well, I know we're going to give this amount. Should I go ahead and write the check for this other amount for all the people that the people have given through our church to help Heart for Lebanon? And I just thought, I just kind of swelled up with pride a little bit there,
that's so good.
Because it was so exciting to see that our people heard the story and were, hey, this is one of our partners. We're going to take care of our partner. And I was just really moved by that. And I think that's the goal. The goal is not to build good tithers. It's to build a people who are generous, not only, with their resources, but with all their lives, right? I mean, that's what we want to do. We want to talk about being generous people and not just about the financial side of all this.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, Alan, because, we do tend to get hung up on the word tithing, which literally means that to give a 10%, and sometimes people, that either controls them or forces them to give out of guilt or duty, or they're like, okay, that limits them. And sometimes I've seen some people that have just an amazing gift for giving and a generous heart. And when we tell them, okay, you need to give a tithe, they're like, well, but what if I want to give more? And so we, just like Alan said, we focus on generosity and not the word tithe. We want people to just be generous, and we want them to be God-led in their generosity.
Yeah, one of the things, Trent, I think when we talk about being generous, I think that also begins as a church. I think it's what we do with our budget. We talk today a lot about people giving to causes that, oh, well, I'll give to that cause. I'll be generous to that cause. There's a hurricane that hits the coast. Well, I'm going to give to help support people, and they'll text a number in, and they'll give X amount of money. And yet that person may or may not even give to your church.
Right.
Well, why is that? And I think one of the mistakes that we make a lot of times as a church is we don't put the generosity part into our budget. So if you want your church to be generous, how are you being generous in your budget? And I think that's an important element for us to talk about and celebrate. I try to go out of my way to show people that when you give to our church, we're being generous. We're supporting these mission causes. We're supporting these other things that are important. And I think most people recognize that supporting the staff to a certain degree is important in all those kinds of things. But it becomes more important when it's tied to the purposes of the church. And so allow your budget to be something that drives a generous spirit and a generous focus. And I think that is something that can really be revolutionary in your church's life is when people see that your budget's generous. I mean, we have a spot in our budget to give back to people who are going on mission trips from our church. That's generosity. And our church sees that and they rally around that. And it makes them feel, wow, my church actually gives back to me when I'm serving. And that's mm-hmm. good.
Right. And people get excited about helping their fellow church members or we talked about somebody having a God story. Now that's when they trust Jesus with their life. And then, they get to see that God story, it's investing in people's lives. And so, that Alan, I'm glad you talked about that. Your church gives and supports other ministries. It doesn't just stay there in the church. I know that you guys have done an amazing thing with helping with Hearts for Lebanon. And we try to do the same thing. We were talking before we started recording today that our churches, our leadership team is working on a year plan. We have this big circle divided up into 12 months and that we're going to have a generosity focus every month or every other month. And we're planning out, what are those things that we can not, this is stuff beyond what we use for our budget, but this is what we're giving away. We want to give away and bless other ministries too. And so we get excited about that. I get excited about that.
Yeah. Giving is great and you do feel better and you also know that you're doing something good when you give back to others. And, you've mentioned this in several ways, but it's important to highlight this again, that we need to talk about the investments we're making in people's lives.
I love that word, Alan, the investing instead of, I got to give, I'm supposed to give. No, you're investing. And investing always means that I'm expecting it to grow, right? Not just I got to give this, And so pastors, if you're just talking about, you got to give and doing it out of guilt, man, you're missing the boat. And talk about investing and growing in people's lives. That is so good.
Yeah. Guilt does not change people's lives.
No.
Investing will change your life. I mean, it's just a different way of thinking. It puts everything on the positive, not on the negative. It puts it on growth, not on, I'll do it this one time. But it actually builds a habit in people's lives. And so definitely we want to talk about the investment side of all of this because people need that. You use another word, Trent, and I think that's an important one as well. If investing is important, what about the idea of how our church is blessing others? Because that's a different mm-hmm. that's a different way of looking at it.
Yeah. Actually, I have a friend. I'm hoping that we get to interview him. His name is Randy Weeks. He is a retired pastor in Texas, and he actually has a ministry called Why Not Bless? So I'd encourage you to look that up. And their whole thing is they give away cars and they give away to people in need to be a blessing to them. And our church gets to do that too. We got to give away a car this last year to a young single mom who had come out of a jail. She was getting her life together. We had helped her grow and change. And she got her young daughter back. And so we gave her a car to help her get to work and to get her daughter to school. And that to me, that is just so exciting. And I tell you, the more we give away, the more God gives to us. And that gives me God bumps. I love that.
I love that. God bumps. That's pretty cool. So what, how do you tell the stories? I mean, what do you use to tell the stories?
Well, sometimes, we'll just either myself or someone, from our church will share, before the church and that's great. But like Alan said earlier, maybe you don't feel comfortable or maybe there's a ministry that you're part of that your church is partnering with. And I know there's lots of those that we use their videos that they already put together, or they send you a newsletter and you can share that story. So use some other resources, videos. Sometimes they'll send out a video that you can download or whatever, or a story from a, a, a newsletter. But yeah, use those other tools that are out there and available. Alan, do you use anything else? Are those the main things?
Well, you know, I've started actually doing more of those things too throughout the week. So I might send a video mm-hmm. link or record a video or something and send that out during the week instead of even on the Sunday. So you get you get people maybe even excited about what's going on or how we can do that in the in-between time. We're actually creating a little studio room in our church so we can do more of those type of things and do more recording where we can actually have stuff that we get out at different times. So I don't limit your stories just to Sunday morning. I would say put them on your website, send them in emails, do other things where you're getting those stories out there.
Alan, the one last thing on our list that we put together is celebrating financial victories. And I want to push that if I can. I think that's so important. A few years back, our church, you know, we just built a new building. We were doing a lot of stuff with youth and families. And man, we took a huge leap of faith. And then God, we had been trying to be faithful about giving things away and blessing people. And God just laid in our laps a gift to totally pay off all of our new building. And so that our church is debt free now. And man, talk about a party. We wanted to have a party. And so maybe there's something that's happening in your church where you've had a victory of some sort. Maybe it's being able to bless a family or beating a goal that you had for some offering, and you celebrate, have a party. I think God likes parties, man. I believe that.
Yeah, and celebrate the idea that those things are tied to people. I think it comes back into that. You know, it's not tied into the number. It's tied into the people and the possibilities of lives being changed. And celebrate that. You know, those things are so important for us. And it's amazing to me, too, the little gifts, you know. And that's one of the reasons, for instance, we in our denominational tradition as Southern Baptists in supporting the Lottie Moon Christmas offering, you know, even if you're a small church and you don't give much, that's tied with other gifts. But you're still buying Bibles for kids who are going to get their first Bible and all these kinds of things. You're part of something that's bigger. And that's really what it means to be part of the church. When churches are generous, it becomes a snowball effect. And it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's exciting stuff for us. So you have some things on here, Trent, that you got from Todd McMichen. And so talk to us a little bit about those.
Yeah. And I just want to say you have to look him up on Facebook. He has a group that you have to ask to be a part of. And I would if I were you, because he has some good stuff. But one of the things that he was teaching to us at one time, and especially if you're a pastor, that you're just like, man, I don't want to talk about money. I don't like talking about money because we get hung up on some of that. But he had us to take a piece of paper. And on the top left, he said he wants you to write down three or four of the most generous people that you know personally. Okay, so you've got your sheet of paper in front of you. You write down the top left. Write down the names of three or four couples of the most generous people that you know personally, if they're in your church or just someone you know outside of your church. And now in the middle of your piece of paper, draw a stick figure. And that's going to be the generous person. Okay, so you've got your names on the left. You got your stick finger, generous person in the middle. And then write down around this generous person, write down some of the traits of those generous people that you listed over on the top left. Now, you should be able to come up with quite a few words, but just character traits that you've seen that these people exhibit. And there may be some that, if you think long enough, that would surprise you. These people usually listen well. They have good vision. They see what's going on. They usually don't like to make a big scene about their giving. They like to do it in private, behind the scenes. Anyway, so make a list of all those words that they're God-centered, they're faithful people. And so as you come up with that list, Alan, I know I'm kind of going off here, but as you come up with that list around that generous person stick figure, now I want you to make another list off in the bottom right of words that we typically use when we talk about giving at church. Alan, I don't know, help me come up with, what are some words that churches typically use when they talk about giving?
Well, I think we come back to this idea. I think a lot we talk about, you know, management or we talk about money itself. We use the tool mm-hmm. and not the person. I think we talk a lot about mm-hmm. that. I think that's probably the number one mistake we make is we tie it to the dollars and not to the person. And I think, you know, we are stewards of something, and we need to talk more about the whole of the person. And that's really what the whole thing is about. So I, you know, when we talk about money, we tend to use guilt tactics, or we tend to, mm-hmm. you should tithe. Well,
yeah. Right.
You know, and I think we tie it to the wrong side of it. What you're trying to do here is trying to help us tie it to the character of the person. And, you know, as I was thinking about my stick figures, you know, the first word that came to my mind, and you mentioned it, was humility. They don't want to be seen. And that's the thing I know about people who are truly generous. They're just humble in that. They don't want anyone else to know what they're doing or why they're doing it. You know, they would be the last people in the world who'd want a building named after them. You know, one of my most frustrating things is, you know, even with Christian colleges and this and that, you know, someone donates money and all of a sudden the building's named after them. I don't know. That's always kind of set badly with me. I don't want my name attached to my gifts. I'd rather be attached to God's kingdom somehow. So I don't know. It's just kind of more who I am, maybe. But I think that that's certainly a better approach. And it's certainly better in our church, because if you start attaching names to things, it really doesn't become about generosity anymore.
Yeah. And then I've had some things, like I had even a little old wooden pulpit that had somebody's name on it because they gave it, you know, and years later that needed to be thrown away because it was so terrible. And well, we can't, because it's so-and-so gave that, you know, and that limits your church sometimes, honestly.
Yeah. Don't let that happen to you.
Oh gosh. Yeah. But Alan, yeah. So Alan gave us some good words that we typically focus on. And let me ask you, if you're a pastor that is frustrated and you don't want to talk about money, wouldn't you rather talk about those things that you wrote around that generous person, the character qualities that you listed of those generous people that you know in your life? Wouldn't you rather talk about those things than the other list of guilt and you got to give and, you know, just filling a bank account or paying the bills? It's more fun to talk about the character qualities of a generous person.
Absolutely. You can't go wrong when we start there. So Trent, you have any final words for us about giving? Is there anything else you'd like us to remember before we go out today?
Yeah, Alan, you know, we talked about some of this at the beginning, and you mentioned it just a moment ago, that we need to talk about people. That's what God has called us to do, is to minister to people and not to worry about bank accounts and to rely on Him. But, you know, tell people's stories. God's stories connect with people, and it gets them excited. And so I also want to encourage you, don't get hung up on talking about tithing. Talk about generosity. Talk about a generous heart. God loves a generous heart. And let God be the one who directs giving. And, you know, just be excited about it. Be excited about talking about what your church is doing. Because I bet all of us, Alan, I got to tell you this one real quick thing. This Friday, as we're recording this coming Friday, we're feeding all the football team and the cheerleaders and all the coaches and everybody. It's going to be about 100 people. And I was a little stressed about this. God, how are we going to do this and everything? And I tell you what, this past Sunday, we talked about it and we had more than enough. volunteers, more than enough people said they were going to bring desserts, more than enough. And I was just like, God, you're so good. You're so good. And thank you for generous people that you placed in my church. And so, man, I'm gonna harp on my church this coming Sunday. I'm going to talk about their generous hearts and how I'm excited to see what God's going to do through them.
Well, that's so great because they won't feel beat down. They'll feel lifted up.
Yeah.
And that'll just keep things moving in the right direction. That's great, Trent. Thanks for sharing that. And we thank you for taking time to join us today as we talked about giving. And really, it's about people. It's about using stories. Let's use the positive side of what giving is all about and not just about giving as a means to an end. So again, thanks for joining us. We are so glad that we can walk alongside you and help you endure. If you would like to talk to us about coaching or a consultation, please reach out to us at enduringchurches.com or on our Facebook page. You could also just send us a direct email, alan@enduringchurches.consulting or trent@enduringchurches.consulting. You can even email us both. We'd love to hear from you. So we hope you have a great week, and we hope that you will endure.